Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. Let me say up front that I am not a cat person. Dogs, for sure. Cats, not my thing. But discovering the history of cats, their epic survival in the face of incredible cruelty, has softened my views. They've endured some really mean stuff. Take, for example, 1730s Paris. Cats were becoming a popular pet for the upper class. Having a cat meant you were somebody, a big-timer. But that also made cats a target for revenge. Back then, there was no such thing as workers' rights, and bosses weren't so friendly. And so when some printer's apprentices got mad at their overlord, they decided to take it out on the neighborhood cats, including the gray, fluffy one belonging to the printer's wife. They held a mock trial for dozens of neighborhood cats. The felines were quickly declared guilty, and then they were hung from the rafters, beaten and tortured. This wasn't the first time cats had been treated savagely. Going back even further, cats were attacked for religious reasons. They were tagged as non-Christian, tools of witches and the devil. Their incredible ability and interest in procreating made them a promiscuous symbol in a time of prudeness. Popes issued orders to kill any cat on sight. At Mardi Gras, everyone looked forward to the ceremonial execution of cats. Cats were even used for music, their hair ripped out so their howls could be added to songs. Historians have described cat abuse going back to the days of St. John the Baptist, when crowds celebrated the summer solstice by burning cats at the stake. Terrible, cruel stuff. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect of this history, though, is that it's not completely history. The abuse of cats continues today. Studies show cats are abused at higher rates than dogs or other domestic animals in almost every category of abuse. Beating, throwing, mutilation, drowning. Their history accounts for a good deal of the continued abuse, researchers say. It's in the culture, passed down through generations. And that same resilience that has allowed cats to survive despite this abuse contributes to the terrible cycle. Their ability to survive anything has made them seem almost disposable. As fast as cats are, as high as they can jump, they can't out-dart history. Dogs should be thankful. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. For more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.